Turning our attention to what we talked about on the programme last week, we were in Lazelton and we were talking about the need to keep rural areas. I suppose it's tied into rural planning as well, but also the need to keep rural areas alive and rural schools in particular alive. A call was made by a number of people that we're talking to in relation to teaching numbers and the numbers and the demographics of students coming through, and that class size ratios need to be changed to allow for up to 1,000 teachers to be retained at schools like that right across the country. With me on the line to talk about this from the Irish National Teachers Organisation perspective is INTO representative for Kerry and Limerick, Tracy Tobin. Tracy, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good, very good. Look, what is the INTO's view on this issue of falling pupil numbers in primary schools? But I suppose there's the movement of people, number one, from some rural areas into more urban settings, but also the wider demographic issue for the country of a falling birth rate.
Yes, so I know we all know that, you know, during the last government there was a drop in the birth rate of 30,000, and then in this government it's expected to be, you know, 25,000, and it has actually been 25,000 so far. So we all know that that is happening, and when that happens, that will have a knock-on effect in schools where we'll see a drop off in enrolment. But our view is that we have a pupil teacher ratio, a class size of 23-1 in Ireland, and that's what it is currently. Whereas when you look in Europe, it's 19-1, and that's really very stark, especially on a day when Ireland takes over the European presidency, that we have the largest class size in Europe, and that we have the lowest investment in education as well. We're at the bottom of the OECD ladder when it comes to investment in education. So our call this year for the budget 27 is that we want 1,000 more primary teachers for our children to thrive, because we believe that our children are entitled to a reduction in class size. They're entitled to see that reduction immediately, and we want that to come in the next budget. And our request, and it's a simple one request, 1,000 more primary teachers for our children to thrive. Because at the same time, what we're seeing is we've seen a fall in the number of mainstream class teaching posts. So in 2024-25, there was 237 less mainstream class teachers. It went up to 290 in 25-26, and in September we're expecting a loss of 381 classroom teachers.
381, 290 last year, 381 this year.
Yes. So this, and it's going to go higher.
It's going
and higher
to go up again and again over the years.
Yes. And our biggest concern is, to be honest, is that we're seeing less mainstream class teachers in the system, which means that children are in overcrowded classrooms. Because if you were in a school and you may have four class teachers, and those four class teachers are teaching two classes each, juniors and seniors, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, if they lose one teacher, that means that you could have children in a multi-grade class of three classes. It could be junior, seniors first. It depends on the numbers in each class. So it's the children that ultimately lose out at the end of the day, because they're no longer in, you know, their single mainstream class, or maybe that you know, two mainstream classes in one. It's a real nightmare for principals, but it's also not fair on our children. Our children deserve the best, you know. And our own minister, you know, she came out and she, you know, when she was talking about the future of education, she said that she wants to build an education system that equips future generations to thrive. But this isn't going to equip future generations to thrive if we don't cut the class size from 23-1 to 19-1, because it is in the programme for government. This is what they've promised us, that they would reduce class size to 19-1. We don't want to wait four more years for that to happen. We need that to happen immediately for our children if we want our children to thrive and to be successful in school. But at the moment, if for the last 3 years we have seen zero reductions in class size.
Okay,
and
do you think it needs to go immediately to 19? Or would it be phased in?
It needs to come
in,
as near
perhaps
as possible to that. We're looking this year for 1,000 more primary teachers. So you're talking roughly about 300 teachers will see a reduction in one in class size. So we just want, we want an immediate reaction from the government. We want them to listen to us. We want them to, you know, to, I suppose, do what they say they want to do. They want children to thrive. And if they do, they need to reduce class size. But also we want to save our small schools. Because we're seeing schools closing all over the country. because of the and I mean, and in rural areas, and I know in Kerry, going to my branch, I visit all my branches 3 times per year. I speak to them always. They're, you know, they contact me as a representative. Principals are stressed because they know, you know, that they're at risk of either their school closing or having to amalgamate. And for communities, school is the backbone of a community. And if a school loses, you know, if a community loses a school, it's a huge loss, not just for the children, for the teachers, but for the community as a whole.
Yeah, so and the issue is, Tracy, some schools may be doing fine at the moment, but next September you may see like a massive drop in the enrolment, and that feeds through then over the next 7, 8, 9 years.
Exactly.
And that's the impact.
And then you're trying to pick it back up again. You know, it's, you know, we're seeing like the post-primary schools have an increase at the moment because, you know, we did have, an increase in pupils for a number of years. That's moving on now to post-primary. But we're seeing the effects of the drop in the birth rate in primary schools right now. We're seeing it, you know. And also, when you look at children with additional needs, 80% of children with additional needs are in mainstream classrooms. You know, so if you take a typical mainstream classroom that has the ideal 23-1, which isn't always the way. When you go to mixing classes and combining classes, you could end up with class size of 34-1, just because of the way it works out with the age cohort of the pupils in each class. And like in that classroom, you have children with, you know, with ASD, with ADHD, with, you know, Down syndrome, with lots of different diagnoses. And, you know, you've one class teacher trying to manage that number of children, and those children deserve the very best. And while we do have special education teachers, those children are only seen for a minimum amount of time per day. You know, they spend the vast majority of their day in an oversized classroom. And that's not fair on parents who really want to ensure their children are successful. They want them in mainstream. They want them, you know, to succeed. But yet they're finding out that their children are in these huge classrooms with huge numbers. And it's very difficult for any class teacher to meet the needs of every single child when it comes to large class sizes. You know,
okay, now there is an issue here. Yeah, there is an issue here on you mentioned underfunding in education, but there was briefing documents drawn up at the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform from Minister Jack Chambers earlier this year, and they show concern at overspending by the Department of Education. They're saying the Department of Education must address overspends on the allocated expenditure before considering any further reductions to primary or post-primary staffing schedules. They argued that class sizes overall already at the lowest in the history of the state at primary level, having been 26-1, they're now 23-1, and they show that's part of it. So what's your response to that argument, that you're going to have to, the department's going to have to cut its cloth before considering what the INTO want?
My response to that is, I think the overspend highlights the underspend in education in this country for a vast number of years. For all of my teaching career, there's been an underspend. It's not an overspend, it's just that we weren't adequately supported and invested in for all of these years. And now it's showing. Now we're seeing the actual desperate underspend in education for the last 20, 30 years. So to me, when it comes to education, education is extremely important. I look at Croatia, I look at Latvia. They don't have the exchequer funding that Ireland has, but yet their class size is 15-1. So you have to invest in what's important. And in my opinion, and in the opinion of all of my colleagues, and all my teacher colleagues, all the members of the INTO, you have to invest in a reduction in class size if you want to ensure that every single child thrives, which is what they are entitled to. And, you know, if Croatia and Latvia can have a class size of 15-1 with a much lower exchequer funding than Ireland has, because at the moment, when you think about it, you know, with the surpluses in our budget is at record level. So when
the trade-off in that, you can increase it if you want. A good lot of it goes on pay and pensions, school transport as well. You factor that in to your budget. That's a constant, recurring, current spending. And if we get into trouble as a country, as happens every once in a while, then all of a sudden you're back to cutting. You're increasing your spending and you don't have enough money to cover it. The surface is fine for today, but what about the future? If you make those decisions, that's permanently baked in to the system for years to come,
absolutely.
That cost.
But I, you know, when you look at considering of the low investment in education, we have one of the highest standards of education in the world. And, you know, for what they invest in education, they're getting a huge return. when it comes to the standards in education. Yeah. And I think if that's the case...
Do you think, Tracy, the minister needs to make a call on this now, next year's budget, perhaps in October, the announcement needs to be made that class sizes will reduce?
Absolutely, because I actually do not think that we will accept anything less than 1,000 more teachers in our system from September. This isn't going to cost the government anything because we're losing teachers, you know, because of the fall in enrolment. This is cost neutral. So I don't see the issue with it. Now, I do know that they're opening additional special classes every year, and we welcome that because we think that's a good policy.
And spending on special education has increased by a lot over the last number of years.
Yeah, it has. But that can't happen on the back of a reduction in the number of mainstream class teachers. Because, as I said, 80% of children with additional needs are in our mainstream classes. So we have to accommodate their needs, and I think that is really, really important. If there's a message to go out here today, we cannot allow for the decimation of the number of mainstream class teachers in our system to go on any further. It's 3 years since we've seen a reduction. It's in the programme for government. They
need to make good on the promise now, is what you're saying. Okay, Tracy, we're out of time, but thanks very much for giving us your view on that this morning. That's the situation on class sizes and the issue of demographics and falling in enrollment numbers. Tracy Tobin there, INTO representative for Kerry and Limerick. If you have a view on that and that argument, what would you like to see happen?